Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Leader. The mother of Cleo Smith has said her family is now whole again after her little girl was found safe and well. It's what everyone was hoping for. The missing four-year-old was discovered after disappearing 18 days ago from her family's tent at a campsite in Western Australia. Body cam footage from the Western Australian Police Force shows the moment they realised they had indeed found Cleo.
Cleo, my name's Cameron, how are you? Are you okay? We're going to take and see your mummy and daddy, okay? Is that good?
She was found at a home in the coastal town of Carnarvon in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Officers described how it unfolded.
I asked her what her name was. One of the guys jumped in front of me and picked her up. And I just wanted to be absolutely sure that, it certainly looked like Cleo. I wanted to be absolutely sure it was her. So I said, "What's your name?" And she didn't answer. And I said, "What's your name?" She didn't answer again. So I asked her a third time, and then she looked at me and she said, "My name's Cleo."
Australia and the rest of the world is thrilled to see Cleo reunited with her family. Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has spoken publicly expressing his relief.
Every parent's worst nightmare, and the fact that that nightmare has come to an end and our worst fears were not realised, is just a huge relief and a moment for great joy.
A 36-year-old man is in custody and being questioned by detectives. Here to tell us more about the story is John Dunn, crime reporter at the Evening Standard. So John, set the story out for us. How did this all start?
Cleo Smith, four-year-old young girl, went missing from a campsite in Western Australia on 16th of October. She was camping with her family. She was with her mother and her stepfather. She went missing overnight between the hours of 1:30 a.m. and 6 a.m. And vanished without a trace. Obviously, the most harrowing of circumstances for any family. An extensive search was undertaken by police in Western Australia, including setting up roadblocks, albeit a couple of hours after the report of the missing person was made. But hundreds of officers were eventually dispatched, and they combed through the campsite initially and then fanned out across the countryside in Western Australia. And also volunteers, locals, helped in the search. And thankfully, and unusually in these stories, in my experience, there was a happy ending when Cleo was found safe and well in a house not far from where her family home is in Western Australia, in Carnarvon.
18 days she was missing. What was the search like during this time?
There would have been fingertip searches of hedgerows. The campsite was forensically investigated. Teams of forensic officers combed through it, spent hours, days combing through the campsite, but there were few clues there. Also, CCTV was recovered from surrounding areas. Obviously, it was a campsite, so there would have been scant CCTV from the immediate area, but the main roads around the campsite were searched and CCTV recovered, and officers trawled through hours and hours of footage, which eventually, the combined effort led to them finding her at a house in Carnarvon, not that far from where she lived, as I said. And they arrested a 36-year-old man at the scene, and detectives are currently quizzing him.
Police officers who were involved have been speaking and all seem to be pretty emotional about it.
Yes, I think as with the Maddie McCann incident in Portugal with the UK family, police officers involved in these sort of cases and find it very emotionally charged because they themselves may well have children, or at least have children in the family. And I think that these sort of incidents are very harrowing and people take it very personally. No stone is left unturned in these hunts because people feel that, you know, a vulnerable child going missing is one of the worst cases that they can possibly work on.
Has the family spoken publicly since being reunited?
The family have spoken, you know, of their delight and their relief at the find. And obviously the family will be gathering together and trying to come to terms with what has happened. It's a very, very stressful thing to happen to every family. And I'm sure they're trying to come to terms with exactly what's happened and why.
What happens next with this case now?
The man who's been arrested is being quizzed by detectives. He is actually in prison, and I understand that there are reports that he has been attacked by somebody in prison and has had paramedics have had to treat him. They're unconfirmed reports. But what can be said is that detectives will be questioning him round the clock and trying to establish the motive for him taking her. If he indeed did, and will be assessing whether they can charge him and what they can charge him with.
How unusual is it for a missing child to be found after this length of time?
For children to go missing in this way is unusual in any case. I mean, to go missing from a campsite, the family kept themselves. They're in a tent, sort of camping in a sort of family communal area, but, you know, on their own. And for a child to go missing under those circumstances is extremely, extremely rare. And after so many days, more than 2 weeks missing, often the signs are not good. Police always talk about golden hours, you know, sort of soon after someone goes missing or soon after a crime where they try to trace the person or pick up the trail. And for them to come up with the result after 2 weeks and find the young girl safe and well is, it's unusual.
And what's the public reaction been like to Cleo being found?
You know, social media has gone wild for this. It's a happy ending. And as mentioned before, it's a heart-rending story which every family around the globe really can relate to. And it's a happy ending. Our thoughts and prayers from around the world were with the family and with the little girl, and their prayers have been answered. So people are absolutely ecstatic.
And that's it from The Leader. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.